Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, sports fans, DW here with another edition of Inside the War Room. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday night, 11:01, 14th edition. We're almost to 20 or almost to 15. Great series to get involved with. We've had over 600 listeners in the last 2 weeks. Thank you for the support. Thank you for supporting all these prospects that I've interviewed in the last month. And going forward, I still got a lot of guys coming up in the future. We will go over those real briefly. Tomorrow I have Mighty Mouse. That's who Charles Davis named. Steven Nelson from Oregon State, a really big prospect that's getting a lot of views. On Monday we will have our first long snapper, Dan Jordan. And also we will have Nash Nance on Tuesday. And Deontay Swinton, who's a guy I've been mentoring since the beginning of the offseason, a guy that I really like, and I've been helping him through this process. So let's talk about tonight's guest. We have our first tight end for the season. I really am excited to have him on. We have Lavelle Spivey, tight end from Urbana University. He is 6'3", 242 pounds. He's an All-American player. He's also a BSN or an All-American player, BSN and College Football All-American. He's an All-Region player and All-Conference player from the MEC Conference. He's originally from Newark, Ohio, and he was a Dream Bowl participant. I really like what he has. He has soft hands. He runs great routes, and he's a pretty good blocker. So we will have Lavelle on tonight. I can't wait to bring him on board. It's really going to be a fun show, and it's our first tight end of the year. So, you know, he's going to set the pedestal high for all the other guys. We had Aaron Wilmer, the first quarterback. We have Aaron Bonner coming on in just a few weeks. That will be our second quarterback. Actually, no. I think we have one more. Let me see. Actually, we'll have Nash Nance. I think he is a quarterback as well. So, you know, a lot of big guests coming on. We'll also have just a whole bunch of different guys. If you missed any interview in its entirety, go to NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. All the interviews that you want to check out. Some of them are on paper. Some of them are also on the website. So if you want to check that out, any one I've done in the past, check it out. Get involved with this series. I will be doing the series as long as I can. So, you know, I really am looking forward to have Lavelle Spivey on tonight from Urbana. Well, with that being said, he is about to join us now. Lavelle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Welcome to Inside the War Room. Thank you for joining me tonight. I know you've got quite a bit busy schedule with, you know, schoolwork and everything like that, and, you know, the grind getting ready for the NFL draft. I've told our listeners about your size, a few accolades that you have. You know, you're quite a decorated player, and we've kind of just briefly gone over what is your size and everything like that. So with that being said, I'm going to move into the first segment of our show. We're going to talk about the transition from high school to college, some teams that were looking at you. Tell me about that process going through.
Coming out of high school, I was one-star recruit, and not too many Division I's were looking at me. It was mostly like Ohio University and Ball State that was really interested. Other than that, it was Ashland University, Urbana University, and just a couple of the Ohio D2s, Ohio Dominican as well.
Well, I know you're from originally from Newark, Ohio. I know that's a pretty smaller area of Ohio, I think. You know, I'm from the South, so I'm not really familiar with the North. Tell me about your transition from the high school ranks to going to Urbana University. What was the was there a learning curve, or did you instantly fit in? Were you successful right away?
First, I wasn't. I had a rough time fitting in. I was kind of a quiet kid, stuck to myself mostly, and then it was right after Christmas break, came back, and after we got into 5 a.m. workouts, that's when everybody started to call my name and to make me feel like I was a real part of the team pretty much because I redshirted originally.
And sometimes a redshirt year is a really good opportunity for you to learn the playbook and catch up to the speed, because sometimes the speed is a big issue. Getting into college to high school and, you know, definitely from college to, you know, the pro level. Tell me about your relationship with your head coach, David Tanor. I know he's very successful. He's been there since 2008. He's really run a tight ship and a really good program. He's an excellent motivator. What was your relationship like with the head coach?
It was a real good one. Coming out of high school, I actually played receiver. I probably went to college soaking wet at like 180 pounds. I traveled to the first two games, and then he looked at me and told me I had a good frame to hold weight, and he was going to redshirt me, and I was going to become his best friend in the off season. So I spent a lot of time with him, and he actually put about 50, 60 pounds on me in the first off season and the first summer.
Let's talk about your game a little bit before I move into the shadow comparison segment. What makes you separate from, you know, the competition out there? You've had 13 touchdown receptions, more than any tight end in program history, and that's just quite an accomplishment. What's your knack for getting the football in the end zone?
Just in the red zone, as a tight end, you got to salivate at those opportunities. When it's scrunt zone inside the 10, inside the 5, and the offense is having a hard time running the ball in, a lot of times coach goes to that play that he feels comfortable, like, okay, we can call on this guy and run this play and we can get a score. A lot of the times for the quarterbacks, just that safety check down to the flats in the red zone was always a comfort throw. So I always made the most out of my opportunity with that and turned it in from a 3-yard catch to a 7 or to a 17-yard catch. And just I got a knack for finding the end zone, I guess.
How did it feel when, I guess, you're lined up against a linebacker or a cornerback and, you know, someone throws you a fade route? When you're going through your head, is it more of saying, I've got to make the catch, or do you just want to make sure that you're going to get in the end zone? I mean, what's going through your head when you're something like a fade route, the game's on the line? What's going through your head? Do you have a calm mentality, or are you amped up for the moment?
In the moment, I'm always amped up. From a little kid, I was always taught primetime players make primetime plays in primetime situations. But once I see the ball in the air, it's like time slows down, and the first thought is to catch it, and then the second thought is, once I've got it secured, how can I get into the end zone to further secure points for my team and to help us win this game?
I think it's important to have a really good mentality, you know, in the tight moments. And it sounds like, you know, I've read a lot of your stat lines and this and that. Your quarterback definitely has a trust connection with you. He's going to give it to you and down the stretch. And it's, you know, obvious when you have 40 receptions as a tight end and almost 700 yards, 9 touchdowns, there's definitely chemistry. How did it feel when you earned All-American honors, being named one of the best tight ends in D2?
It was a great feeling. I battled through a little adversity last year. We played first game of the season against Finley, and I broke my ankle in the first drive after the second half started. So I had to rehab hard, and it really had to do some soul searching within myself. So once I got named All-American, it was just a great accomplishment, because all the hard work that we had put in the offseason, it was worth it. It really paid off.
And great work ethic is something that, you know, scouts and general managers look at. You know, can you bounce back from a bad injury, such as a broken ankle, you know, an ACL tear? You know, it shows that then you're dedicated and you want to really become on top and in tune. I'm going to move into the next part of our show. I call it the shadow comparison segment. I let you tell me who you compare yourself to and our listeners. And then after reviewing your film, you know, every time before I do an interview, I usually spend about 30 minutes to an hour to looking at your film, what separates who I see yourself like in the NFL today. So could you tell our listeners who you compare yourself to?
Personally, I like to compare myself to a Vernon Davis or to a Delanie Walker, being a natural in the receiving area of the game. When it's needed for me to play in line, I can play in line, or when I need to be split out as a slot receiver, as a wide out. I took a page from their book and did a lot of studying on them, on route running and things like that. So I try to mold my game after those two guys.
And, you know, it's actually funny you mentioned Delanie Walker. He's actually it was seriously one of the guys I was thinking about putting down for you, but I didn't go that route. You know, Vernon Davis is a freak. He's got great athleticism, and he's got soft hands, something that stood out to me when I saw your film. You have soft hands. But the guy I compared your game to was a fourth-round pick and was drafted by the Colts in 2008, and I'm comparing your game to Jacob Tamey. Have you watched any of his film before?
Actually, I have. I've seen a lot of him from when he was with Peyton, and a lot of film on him.
Well, you know, originally they were together in Indy, and then they got separated for a little bit, and then Jacob joined Peyton again in the Broncos, and now he's
out
a free agent.
Out in Broncos, yeah.
So, you know, I think Jacob Tamey is very similar to your play style. In college at Kentucky, he was a great student of the game. He was very smart. I think he had he was all honors for academically, and also, you know, I think he was very productive in the red zone, and that obviously shows with you. But what standed out to me between both of you, that you have the soft hands that, you know, people like. You're going to make a play upfield and get upfield, you know. You're going to use your athleticism, and you both can contribute in the passing game, or in the passing blocking, and, you know, the run game, which is very important with a tight end. You know, you got to be well-rounded. Sometimes guys are glass cannons. They can catch, but they can't, you know, block, and I think you provide the blocking effort as well. So Jacob Tamey is a guy that I see your game a lot like.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell me about some alumni that have, you know, come out of Urbana football. Some guys like Perry Jenkins and Joe Webb, what kind of relationship do you have with them? I know that they made the jump a few years ago. I know Perry's a little bit older. Joe was last year. Tell me about your relationship with some of the alumni. Do they give you any advice for the big step forward?
Yeah, actually, I've spoken with guys such as Joe Webb, DJ Mendenhall, who was our All-American quarterback last year, and they've just told me that I got to focus in, and it's a waiting game pretty much from after the end of the season until the draft or until camp starts, because a lot of players hope to be drafted, a lot of players will be drafted, and the majority of them won't. So you just got to really dig deep and stay patient and do your part in silence before anything can come to the light.
And, you know, I think so many, I guess, listeners and, you know, non-big fans think that people aren't working after, you know, things are all over. That's definitely not the case. You know, I mentored 23 guys, and I know every single day they're out there, you know, either running around in the weight room, doing drills. So I know there's a constant grind daily to try to make yourself better, to prove to these NFL guys that, you know, you're worth an undrafted contract or a tryout or even possibly a draft pick. So, you know, I know that you're putting the work in daily. I know you've been in the grind since the Dream Bowl, which we'll touch on that in just a few minutes. Is there going to be a possibility that you're going to have pro day at Toledo? I know you that's your bigger school, I guess. Toledo's a school that hosted your school before. Are you planning to do a pro day with Toledo this year?
Yes, actually, I've spoken with their coach a few times, and he's going to give me a call sometime next week. And just to confirm it, we spoke. He told me the pro day was on March 16th. He asked me if I had any other options, and I told him I had just one or two other possible options, but I was really hoping to get into theirs because it was just enough time after the Chicago Regional Combine.
Sports fans, you heard it. March 16th is his pro day. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he's got a very short Twitter tag. It's easy to find. Keep up with his NFL journey at Capital LS2X. That's the way to check them out. Tell me about your Dream Bowl experience. I know you played in the Dream Bowl. I watched that game on live stream. I did want to make it down, but I had to work. So during work, I was actually watching the game. Tell me about your Dream Bowl experience down at Virginia Beach.
The Dream Bowl, it was a great opportunity. Coming into it, I didn't have too much information on it, but I talked to Neil. I talked to a couple guys from the MEC, a couple West Liberty guys, and a Fairmont State guy, and they all told me that they were going. So I pitched my hat in the ring, too, and told them I'd be down there with them. Once we got down there, it kind of blew my expectations. I didn't know what to think, and it was just real organized, and it was a family nature. From the moment we got down there, Neil told us that it was we were like family to him, and the whole purpose of the weekend was to remain safe and to showcase our talents. We had opportunity to do a little combine testing for some CFL guys and a little bit of NFL guys that were there during the weekend, and it went out great. Everyone participated, and everyone was amazed by the turnout.
Do me a favor. Call Neil sometime this week whenever you're free, if you still have his number. If not, I can give it to you on Twitter. Reach out to Neil and just tell him what you told me. He really appreciates any feedback. He wants to make the Dream Bowl better each year to give guys like yourself opportunity to really shine. So when you get a chance, just reach out to Neil. I'm not going to rant too much on Neil, but, you know, I know he does a great job. Everyone I've talked to, it was a great experience. So, you know, just give him a shout out and, you know, tell him what you told me, because it would mean a lot to him. Plus, he wants to make it better each year and make it a bigger bowl game. Let's go on to the next.
I understand. I will do that.
Next segment of my show, I like to call. Let's go with the three wish segment. You know, that's a new little chime I threw in. I'm your genie, and I've just you've summoned me out of my bottle. I'm giving you three wishes to wish for anything you want. The only thing is, you cannot wish yourself instantly on an NFL team with a contract, CFL team, AFL team, any kind of opportunity with a team. Now, some guys have gone around it and have given me a really good answer, but anything else is game. So you have three wishes to wish for anything in the world you want, except to be on an NFL team.
Okay, wish number one, I'd just like to wish good health for myself and for my family in the next coming months as we venture through this journey. And wish number two, I would probably say tough one. Wish two, I would have to say, I wish to have a great performance at the Chicago Regional Combine so I can further get a little more exposure. And wish three, I wish to hear my name called in the weekend of the draft or something like that.
There you go, three wishes. He wants to have a really good week at the Chicago Combine. Hopefully he gets a super regional, and, you know, he wants to be recognized in the NFL draft. And then he puts family. Family's always, you know, put family first in life. I think it's always wonderful to hear a guy that has a close connection with his family. Something that, you know, stood out to me when also I was watching your film is that you're always amped up to play. You know, after the play's over, you get amped up, you're ready. It's like you're focused. Some guys that I've watched in the past, they don't quite focus on anything, but you're focused, you want to make a play, and you're a proven winner. What kind of chemistry did you have with guys in the locker room? Was it, you know, were you the guy that they looked to for inspiration, or were you the guy that would, you know, be more behind the scenes that would be giving individual praise to guys? What kind of guy are you in the locker room?
At first, I was just the guy who had to be silent and let my play do the talking because I was coming off an injury and I wanted to prove myself before I wanted to do all the rah-rah hype everyone else up talking. So after week three, week four, a couple guys started looking to me to be more vocal, and I had to really step into being a vocal part of the team because we had a couple guys who were young at some positions and they really needed a boost to get going and to stay focused in during the game. And I just had to constantly play in a controlled rage so everyone else could feed off my energy, and we knew not to go over the top and not to get too high and not to get too low, basically.
I think it's important to have a really good chemistry with guys in the locker room, despite, you know, if you're a rookie or a 14-year vet. I think it's good to have chemistry with the guys in the locker room. Sometimes leadership comes from within. I think a lot of general managers to see if what kind of guy you are in the locker room. You know, when a scout's behind closed doors with a guy and a coach, usually they're going to ask you what kind of character does he have in the locker room. Does he fire up the guys? It's something that's really important in the evaluation process, and I think sometimes it's overlooked. All right. Here's the last segment of the show before I'm going to let you give a shout-out and anything else you want to bring up. Who is your favorite NFL team?
My favorite NFL team, I'd have to say two. Growing up, my grandfather was always a big Dallas Cowboys fan, so I spent a lot of Sundays with him after church watching the Cowboys. And then second, I'd have to say the Cleveland Browns because my father was a diehard Cleveland Browns fan. And also spent a lot of Sundays with him after church watching football and watching him go through a lot of the pain that the Clevelanders go through. It just made him and made me a little bit more closer. So I always wanted to root for his team to win so I could see that smile on his face.
Which team would you have to pick if you had to pick one right now? There's a reason I'm asking this.
Out of the two, I would have to say Cleveland. I'm Ohio native, Ohio guy, and I would love to make Ohio happy.
Well, actually, there's going to be a void up in Cleveland if they can't re-sign Jordan Cameron. Is Lavelle Spivey the guy? Well, let's say Ray Farmer brought you in for a private workout. He saw your numbers. He liked your soft hands. You ran a really good 40-yard dash time, let's say, you know, a 4.6, which is pretty good for a tight end. You showed the soft hands that I saw on film. You've really impressed them all day long. The scouts have brought you in. They've been asking about your family, everything else, a few of your injury past. But, you know, it's all – the conversation's done. And Ray Farmer's right across from me, and he says, why is Lavelle Spivey – a good fit for the Cleveland Browns? You have 3 minutes to tell me why you're a good fit for my franchise.
First off, I would tell him that I'm a winner and I've been bred to win and I bring that winning mentality. Second, I'm a guy that knows how to fight from the bottom. I'm a guy that's no stranger to adversity and knows how to play within myself and get my teammates rattled up and ready to go. And then third, I'd finally tell him, because I'm an Ohio guy, you can't pass on an Ohio guy like this. I'm trying to get Super Bowl rings for the whole state of Ohio.
And the crowd goes wild. Some great answers there. I really like the mentality that you want to be a winner. You know, it's something I really value with the evaluation process, actually. a guy that wants to win. You know, if I ever become a general manager, that's my dream job, actually. I want guys that will tell me they're willing to win. It doesn't matter how they want to win, but they want to win games. They want to win Super Bowls. I think you've got a trait there that a GM is going to like if you get an opportunity to talk with Brett Favre. You know, if Brett Favre happens to bring you in, you know, bring the winner's mentality. I think it would be very important. So, sports fans, draft fans, Lavelle Spivey, he's been on with us tonight. 6'3", 242 pounds, All-American, soft hands, great guy. 13 touchdowns at his time at Urbana University. And here's the last part of my show. I'm going to let you give a shout-out to anyone you want. Thank anyone, your coaches, any shout-out you want to give. Go ahead.
First off, I'd like to make a shout-out to my family for sacrificing so much during my time as an athlete, all the trips back and forth to practice. Second off, I'd like to give a shout-out to my wonderful coaching staff and friends and family up at Urbana University. Thank you for having me. And third, I'd like to give a shout-out to you. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I've had my eye on you for a while. You're a talented individual. I really hope you get an opportunity. And, you know, you're a guy that I think you're going to surprise someone with. I just hope someone has noticed you and that a scout is going to go back to a general manager and say, look, here's a proven winner. He's got everything we want. And the soft hands and getting open and the ability to bring down balls is just a big plus. So, Lavelle, it's been a pleasure tonight. Do you have anything you want to add on before I let you go and put a bow on top?
No, thank you. That's it, pretty much.
Sports fans, Lavelle Spivey, it's been a pleasure. If you need anything at all, let Mickey or I know from NFL Draft War Room. I'm also, if you want to check out this interview, if you missed it at all, it is at NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. Lavelle's interview will be on there archived. You can listen to it as many times as you want. Lavelle, if you want to share it with your family, it's going to be up there as well. I don't think I gave you the link beforehand. I apologize. If you want to check out any other interview I've done in the past, just check it out. So with that being said, thanks for coming on tonight. I really appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule. I really appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Lavelle Spivey, tight end from Urbana University. He is quite a wonderful young man. He's got a great head on his shoulders. A D2 standout. He's got 13 touchdown receptions. That's a school record. Has a knack for the red zone. He's got soft hands, All-American. If you want to follow his NFL journey onto the NFL, it is, or on Twitter, it is at LS2X. Just a whole bunch of really good Twitter. Inspirational stuff up there. And if you want to check out any interview at all, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. It's been a pleasure tonight. Tomorrow I will have a big-time guest, a D1. We will have Mighty Mouse, Steven Nelson from Oregon State. We'll have him on around 4 o'clock Eastern time. We will get him to talk about his NFL journey, a guy, a prospect that's really on the rise. But, again, a big shout-out to Lavelle Spivey, Urbana University, great guy. This is DW from NFL Draft War Room from the 14th edition of Inside the War Room. Take care, everyone. Have a great night. I will be on tomorrow at 4 o'clock with Steven Nelson. Have a great night, everyone.